promoting scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And good morning. I am Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today's April 16, Tax Day Plus One, 2019. Welcome to the broadcast today. Headline story, Extinction Rebellion, Climate Protesters Paralyze London. I'll tell you folks, you can't make this stuff up. Thousands of people took to the streets of central London on Monday, blockading some of the UK capital's busiest roads and bridges, and gluing themselves to street furniture to raise the alarm over a mounting climate crisis. This is absolutely incredible. There is a crisis, of course. The crisis is these people are now glued to the street furniture. That would be the benches and the bus stops and everything else. This is a crisis to be solved, by golly, with all these people there. You know, Ronald Reagan said once, this stuck in my mind, probably yours too. He said, once upon a time, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. I think we're seeing this living out right now with these people who are so caught up and alarmed over mythical climate change that they will do anything to make fools out of themselves. In the process of trying to stop something that doesn't exist, they're harming themselves. This is absolutely insane. So that's one article. It's worth reading. It's just a little bit cynical look at it, of course. But, you know, like I said, you just can't make this stuff up. Next headline, the ascendance of global cities pushes nations aside. This is a key meme today of global technocracy. And I stated in Chapter 4 of my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, Chapter 4, as I said, the rise of the global city. And I detail the special role of cities in establishing a global technocracy. This article is absolute straight-up evidence of this. It's amazing. I want to read you from page 43 of my book in that chapter, Chapter 4. This isn't quite a summary, but this will help explain a little bit of what I'm talking about. I wrote, and this is just a quote, cities of the past were operated by elected representatives of the people who were responsible to citizen needs and aspirations. Cities of the future will increasingly be run by corporations, investors, and social engineers who have different ends in mind. How is this so? First, external parties plant expectations that a certain level of infrastructure is needed in order to stay competitive and grow. Second, as the cities face their own reality of insufficient capital to build out such a grandiose infrastructure, public-private partnerships are offered as a means of finance and developing expertise. Funds are then provided by private parties to complete infrastructure projects with a long list of external conditionalities that essentially diminish sovereignty for the people and increase control of the non-elected parties. In other words, cities are being taken over by those entities who want to use the resources of the cities to serve their own ends. This is a major initiative of technocracy, is to bypass the nation state and the sovereignty of the nation state, encouraging cities to rise up, to become the new power and the new building blocks, if you will, of the global technocracy. We see this in this article in particular. Cities are asserting their authority all around the world to make policy decisions on a national and international basis, and to build out the infrastructure that they want to exist between the cities to accomplish global trade. Next story. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Corporate surveillance monitors workers' every move. This is very serious. The corporations that are promoting technocracy around the world, that is the economic system, a resource-based economic system that uses energy as its accounting system, these corporations are promoting technocracy to use social engineering to control society, to manipulate and control society. However, how do these corporations behave with their own employees? Well, the story is coming out now that more and more companies are initiating surveillance policies that literally monitors an employee's every single move within the company. The article starts out, the emergence of sensor and other technologies lets businesses track, listen to, and even watch employees while on company time. And this is raising concern about corporate levels of surveillance. Private advocates fear that if the new technology is not wielded carefully, workers could be at risk of losing any sense of privacy while on the job. Of course, not to mention just the demeaning nature of surveillance. It says, overall, corporate interest in surveillance seems to be on the rise. That's correct. A 2018 survey by Gartner found that 22% of organizations worldwide in various industries are using employee movement data, 17% are monitored work computer usage data, and 16% are using Microsoft Outlook on calendar usage data. Employers say it helps them boost productivity. Employees cringe at this invasion of privacy. And I'll talk about boosting productivity. The way they boosted productivity back in the slavery days was with a whip. Move faster. No talking. This is not a good trend. Well, here's the thing. If these are the companies pushing technocracy to take over our economic and political system, how do you think these people are going to treat the citizens of the world when they get control? Are they only going to monitor their own employees and not seek to monitor everybody else in sight? I don't think so. This is the great danger. We can see how these companies move with surveillance and attempting to increase productivity in the same way that we see China monitoring and surveilling its citizens in order to change their behavior. It's the same system. It came from the same place. And it's coming to the United States. It's already here, actually. But it's coming like an express train towards us. And not only is it coming through the political mechanism, it's coming through the corporate mechanism as well. We need to watch this very carefully and stand up and speak out against it. This is not the way humanity wants to go. This is not the way America wants to go. This will essentially destroy the American way of life and the American dream that we've known for well over 200 years. If you haven't had a chance to read either one of my books, Technocracy Rising or Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, please head over to either Amazon.com and look them up, or go to technocracy.news and look on the right side of the home screen. You'll see where the store is, and you can go there and pick up a signed copy, autographed copy by me. I love to do that when people order from my website. But if you need a really quick book, right away, you can go to Amazon.com and get it there really fast. Usually they have like one-day delivery. Secondly, if you have already read either one of my books, would you please take a minute to go to Amazon.com and leave a review of the book? And I hope it's a good one, but maybe it won't be, but I certainly hope it is. You'll notice on Technocracy Rising, I believe there's 136 or 7, basically five-star reviews all the way through ever since the book was published. It's been had great reviews, and it's really important information to get grounded. Lastly, if you have an opportunity to share any of the articles that you read on Technocracy News, it really helps us get other people involved. More people's eyes need to fall on technocracy.news and just the material therein in order to see the clear and present danger that technocracy is bringing to America. This is completely flying under the radar of most political people, certainly most political people. And unless we inform people, there will be no backlash. Americans rejected technocracy in the 1930s and 40s. They can reject it again, but not if they don't recognize the threat. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Have a great day.